test new and existing weaponry. So everybody grab a tent, some water, some bread, and send a letter to the president. It's urgent, let them know we taking it back. One innocent man dead, they missed they target and hit David Sanchez. May God bless them, one victim of oppression. We've been fighting since day one to become in your possession. The people's insurrection shut them down since April 99. Navy officially ran out of time. Nah, not a minute more, they gotta go, they breaking God's law, y'all. They dropping bombs on my moms, killing me, friends and family. They got to go, y'all. They got to go. When they offered what they called clemency to the Puerto Rican 16, but reality we've seen, it never was and never will be till my whole country free. That's why they still holding five of our soldiers in captivity, pillars of our community, educators and liberators of colonized mentalities, feeding families and cleaning up the ghetto streets, fighting poverty, protecting people from the beast, the least they would do. From universal Zulus to black and gold crews, new school to old school, Panthers and young lords being vocal, macheteros wielding the tool of the slave, symbolizing hard work, bleed for the earth from whence you came. You make us proud of five stripes and a star, feeling your love and loyalty from where you are behind bars. New York Islands to California, see the filthy sea, sentences were made to isolate you from your family tree. Blood rivers run deep, you heroes to my country. We be damn forgetting you in the intestines of the beast. We organize every color of Boricua. Ni un minuto más. Not a minute more, free the Puerto Rican prisoners of war. We haven't forgot about y'all, your people still ain't satisfied at all. This is war, y'all.
There is no way that the United States can celebrate its bicentennial with an untroubled conscience, or it holds sway over our island in the Caribbean. The only honest way it can celebrate its anniversary of freedom and independence from England is by not standing in the way of our right to be free. The right to be free citizens, the right to independence and self-determination, which the U.S. won for itself at such great human sacrifice in 1776. Puerto Rico must be free so that we can come into our own as a people, so that our children can be born into the free republic. There is wisdom in our people. We are not cowards. Our sons and daughters have died in many wars for other people's freedoms. We're not slovenly or lazy or in a state of apathy. It's only the economic chains backed by armed might that bind us, that have prevented us in the past from raising firmly the flag of liberation. Viva Puerto Rico Libre.
Oh, sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world, these just people with ideas. They just like me and you when the smoke and cameras disappear again. The real world is bigger than all these fake ass records. Wait, po folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check one, two, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you a fighter, rider, bada, flame igniter, crowd exciter, or you wanna just get high, then just say it. But then if you a lie, lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gon' know it when I play it. It's bigger than
hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Who shot Biggie Smalls? If we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them crackers in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs, stay real. Nigga, don't think these record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills, because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. Nigga, all y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and rope. You would rather have a Lexus or Justice, a dream or some substance, a beamer, a necklace, or freedom. Still a nigga like me don't play a hate, I just stay away. It's real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it
hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop. Hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
DP's got that crazy shit. She keep it clunk up, John Blaze and shit. What? DP's got that crazy shit. She keep it clunk up, John Blaze and shit. Crazy shit, she keep it clunk up, John Blaze and shit.
1, 2, 1, 2.
DP's got that crazy shit, she keep it clunk up, John Blaze and shit. DP's got that crazy shit, she keep it clunk up.
$1,000 shopping sprees, hanging out with stars. I mean, just a year ago, he was broke, bumming money, drinking.
second time around, everything isn't stable as it once was. Now he's looking for the same hit, but his sound is played. He forgot to change with the moving times, no one feeling him. His rhymes ain't appealing anymore, and his records ain't selling shit. Now he's dropped from his label and he's going wrong. Try to underground return, ghetto past revolt. And the same faces that he dissed on his way to the top laughed as they watched him through the town strong.
Splatter on glass lakes, reaction, powerful poetic faction. Lips grip and leave trails like acid trips. I diagnose, think you need a larger dose. Blows that Pharaoh knows will leave you comatose. Like Giza, the pyramid rhyme pleaser. I verbalize with the wild type demeanor and speak with archaic souls of the old. Times when our minds used to shine beautiful, it's like begin, world spin, then you fly. We fly and time is coming. Ill, I still will chill. Feels like blessing, rocking, not top charts, hip hop, flies, tick tock, clock don't stop. I still will chill. Feel. I just need some elevation. Elevation. Yeah, yeah. The spirit warrior, I creep up in your mind's corridor. Intact my name, leave a stain in euphoria. Tight colors, but it's cloaked in camouflages. I'm rugged and tough, like them old school Dodgers. With hidden meaning like Masonic lodges. And even though we divine, remain martyrs. So who your god is, yo, I'm just an artist. Walk with the torch, navigate through the forest. Looking for sanctuary, the legendary. The tree of life, I'm my only adversary. And only friend is a pen I began. Creating conversation, no time to play pretend. Walk, lost, post high, we all gotta die. I take the higher path, cause it's only I and I. The money's like trying to fly without a sky. It makes me ask the question, what's the reason why? It's like begin, girl spin, then you fly, we fly, and time is coming. L, I still will chill. Feels like blessing, rocking, not top shorts, hip hop, thoughts, tick tock, clock don't stop. I still will chill, feel. Or need some elevation, elevation, elevation. I need some elevation, elevation, elevation. Give me elevation, elevation. I always plan to win when I enter into something. Desire not cruel, keep your spirit jumping. The mic a din, turntable set. Commence the bombing like a Vietnam vet. My dialect is set to erect a palace, where I can sip upon a chalice and reminisce upon the sweetness of this experience. My inner world, total bliss. I will imagine a realm without the dragon, a beast designed to keep your dream flagging. And deferred, my word is heard, to consume the room like clouds of earth. We bless your chest with the ill introspection, and manifest, use your spirit as a weapon. It's like begin, world spin, then you fly, we fly, and time is coming. Ill, I still will chill, feels like blessing, rocking, not top charts, hip hop, plots, tick tock, clock don't stop.
We're back. You're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio here on San Francisco Indie Media.org. And we got some news for you guys. Thanks to DJIBM for keeping our asses shaking.
Word up. That's what I'm here for.
Go back to your corner. So we got some more news, and then at the top of the hour, I think we're going to head out, you know, because we got lives too, all right? You know,
exactly.
We have families to go home to, and we have more news to dig up.
Exactly.
But some shit's going down at the Berkeley Bowl. I don't even know. For those of you that aren't local to the Bay Area, Berkeley Bowl is a, I don't know. It's not Rainbow Grocery, but it's, how would you describe
they
it?
They do. I might be treasonous here, but by saying this, but I think they do have better produce than, they got to have better produce, you know, than even Rainbow Grocery. Rainbow
damn.
Is a big, you know, huge worker-owned co-op, which is dope, but.
And they boycott
time.
Israeli goods, and
they're
they completely shut down when the war started.
Exactly.
In solidarity with
the
protesters.
May Day, you know, and so it's a good thing. Nevertheless, the produce there, I think, could use some work. Anyway, that's not the point.
Okay, anyway. Berkeley Bowl, huge, I don't know, whatever, progressively minded grocery store that deals in the rare, exotic, organic, fresh, and I don't know. Slightly hippie-ish, but
yeah, exactly.
Like instead of style magazines at the cash out stand, they have like yoga magazines and
right.
psychology
other,
magazines. Yeah,
other lifestyle, type
other
of
lifestyles,
publications.
Exactly. Punk Planet,
Simple Living. You know,
that's right.
Thing.
Simple Living. They need to get Punk Planet in there. So it looks like there's a call out right now for workers to unite against anti-union campaigns that are being jacked up by the management, and they're looking for community support. IBM has the details.
Oh. So Berkeley Bowl has the...
It's going on in the bowl, in the fish
exactly,
bowl.
Exactly, the Butchers Union, the UFCW. Oh. But, you know, butchers are just rough. But the UFCW, which is the Clerks Union, I think. No.
Going,
it's part they, of...
The Clerks Union had trouble with them in the back
in the
day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the Butchers Union, I'm not sure what that's a part of, what larger...
Basically, if you kill... For money.
Exactly.
No.
So the Butchers Union is trying to organize the entire store. Berkeley Bowl, they're going to open another store, actually, another Berkeley Bowl in somewhere in Berkeley or Oakland. It's immensely popular. You know, they got really cheap produce, and it's you know, it's like one of the last remaining independent stores, grocery stores in Berkeley. There were a lot of food co-ops in the 70s and 80s until they were bought up by huge corporations like Whole Foods and stuff. But anyway, it's a good place to get food, right? So it's a kind of a local... it's part of the history of Berkeley, and you know, they have really good produce, by the way. Anyway, but the, goddamn, they make the workers work like
that's
mad.
Right.
So there's this union drive happening, and this
there's a lot of shit going on with unions right now.
Yeah,
Lusty Lady,
you hear about that?
And Lusty Lady. We did anyway. Back to Berkeley.
We'll talk about
this. All goes together.
we should talk about that.
We keep you tuned in. Keep you hanging in suspense. Wait, what? Why would you get what? Okay.
So there's the workers at Berkeley Bowl are the ones that make like $8.75 or something like that to start. I think the cashiers make a little bit more than minimum wage. Otherwise, all the people that work, you know, really long hours in produce, all the other sections of the store don't, you know, maybe basically make minimum wage, have no say in the conditions, have no, you know, no power in over the workplace that they basically make run, you know. And the I think it's a couple, a family that owns the store, and they, you know, reap the benefits of course, of this, you know, how many hundreds of people that work there. And benefits, the labor, of course, is what makes the store happen. Anyway, the union drive.
I would like labor there.
Exactly. So just don't mention this when you.
Okay, that's right.
But so there, so they, this article says that the, you know, majority has been reached in the organizing drive, and you know people can show their support by, you know, calling, I guess, 843-6929. 510 area code, 843-6929. Just call, and it doesn't say where that number is for. But anyway, the management, of course, is intensely anti-union. And they, of course, you know, kind of like all stores that don't have unions, they, when employees come in, they, you know, management, of course, is groomed by, you know, the upper level management, the owners, as anti-union, right? And so employees are then, you know, that information, that kind of those attitudes, anti-union attitudes, are passed on to certain employees that, you know, I don't know, management takes a liking to or something. So anyway, the Berkeley Bowl management caught word of the organizing drive, you know, through one of these, you know, people with, you know, who's anti-union, who's accepted all the propaganda.
Who's a plant.
Exactly. A snitch, as it were. And people were talked to and called upstairs, and I'm quoting, in an effort to gather information, and cliche anti-union tactics were begun. And management, the article says, has made a number of our coworkers feel threatened when they approach them, telling them that they could lose their job if they were to unionize, or that they would lose their overtime, which of course is needed to survive if you're paid non-union wages, overtime, you know. Also, the article goes on to, other managers have approached workers directly with stereotypical anti-union arguments, prying for information and trying to sway people against the union with the fear of uniforms and change in what is an almost intolerable work atmosphere. So check out sfindymedia.org, get the full story, and if you're in the Bay Area, head to Berkeley Bowl, write a comment card, and tell the management how much they
write
suck.
A comment card, that's right.
Yeah, it's democracy at work.
With your black marker.
Exactly. Or just put some stickers up, you know.
This town, it's like, it's becoming a seriously dangerous climate for unions to organize right now in this country, you know. And even here in our sacred, quote-unquote, liberal Bay Area, you know, we've got the ILWU and dock workers coming under attack here in the Bay for supposedly being complicit in organizing protests or interfering with negotiations surrounding picket lines, peaceful picket lines at the Oakland docks. Some, you know, dock workers that were shot at by police as they were waiting.